Texans 360. We are outside at NRG Stadium this weekend. The rodeo taking over these digs. Pat McAfee, the Colts punter, talks about this stadium coming up on the program, and we'll have the rest of our combine clearinghouse material. But first, the Texans have some new assistant coaches. We've been doing this every week. How about John Butler, secondary coach? We had a chance to sit down with him.
What about your relationship with Bill O'Brien? When did he notice you, or when did you notice him? When did your paths cross with him?
Right. To connect the dots with how I hooked up with Bill was while I was at Minnesota in the 2008 season, Ted Roof was our defensive coordinator. Ted and Billy obviously have a long history. They worked together at Georgia Tech. And then when Ted Roof became the head coach at Duke, Billy worked for him there. So there was a strong relationship between the two of them. So, and then obviously in addition, anybody that's around this building knows that you know, Craig Fitzgerald and I are very, very close friends, not just on a professional level, but, you know, we both went to LaSalle High School in Philadelphia. We both played on the same high school football team. And then I got him his first couple jobs when he came to work at Catholic after I left, and then he came to work at Harvard when I was there. And so Craig had a long relationship with Bill from Bill's time at the University of Maryland. So basically those two points, Fitz, Ted Roof, connected the dots when I was at South Carolina, and Bill got the job at Penn State, and he needed a guy from Pennsylvania that fit the coaching criteria that he's looking for, and obviously I was fortunate enough that I fit the description.
So from Penn State, you arrive in Houston, and last year was your first season as a coach in the NFL. What do you think has been the biggest difference between coaching at the collegiate level versus at the professional level?
Well, the football's the same. The football is the football. It's just played by better players and maybe played a little bit faster. And you know, but the key ingredient with, I think, being a good coach in any level, but probably as much as anything in the pro level, is you got to have the trust and you got to develop the relationship with these players. I mean, these players we're coaching are the best players in their sport in the world, and they obviously have a long history of success. For example, the guys in my room have a long history of success playing defensive back in college, and a lot of them in the NFL, and their experience has given them the amount of respect that I have to earn from them. So when I come into the room, myself and Coach Midget, we coach the secondary together, you know, we have to earn that respect from them, and I think we did a good job of that, but I think that's something that has to continue. It's not where you just come in and say, we're going to do this, and this is the only way we're going to do it, and there's no exceptions. It's more of a relationship when you're coaching these guys than, let's say, when you're coaching guys in college, you know, because of the experience that they have. And
so last year, this team set records in forcing turnovers, and seven different defensive backs were involved in takeaways in one form or another. What do you think was the key to getting so many guys involved in such big plays?
Right.
If you could put your finger on it.
Right. I think, you know, obviously the there's so many stats in football, and the one I think that sticks out maybe more than others and has impacted the game is takeaways. So you may give up yards, you may not, you know, but at the end of the day, your job on defense is to keep them out of the end zone and really to get the ball back to the offense. So the easiest way to do that is to take the ball away. Now, I think we do a good job of how we practice, in that a lot of times – we challenge each other. We're very competitive in practice. Coach O'Brien runs a very competitive practice. And I think we're able to emphasize that in a competitive way, as opposed to just drilling takeaways or saying, hey, let's work on catching the ball. We're constantly reinforcing that in a competitive environment to try to, you know, make it as similar to the game as possible. Because when you know, everything we're doing from an execution standpoint and from a performance standpoint is trying to mimic what it's like in the game. So we do a lot of that stuff at full speed. And I think the second point is that I think because of our multiplicity, our players' ability to handle different things, different coverages, different techniques, our players' ability to disguise, we were able to, in a lot of circumstances, create some confusion for the other team's quarterback and therefore put us in a position to make the play.
You do expect a lot of your players. Do you think it changes based on if it's a rookie that you're trying to teach versus a free agent versus a veteran guy? How does your approach change depending on the player, or does it?
I think it's fairly similar amongst them all, but I think players with maybe more experience and more pelts on the wall, let's just say, might have a little bit more leeway, not necessarily in how they play, because how we want them to play is how we want them to play. But I think maybe in the input on what they may, what we may be doing. For example, a guy like Jonathan Joseph that's had so much success in the National Football League, if something comes to his mind that he wants to discuss with me, I'm going to take that under consideration because, one, it's usually a pretty good idea. And two, you know, here's a guy that's had a whole lot of experience, had a whole lot of success in the NFL. And again, going back to the relationship standpoint, we've built a certain level of trust that he knows that I know what I'm talking about, and I know that he knows what he's talking about, and we're both really focused on trying to do the best thing for the Texans and the Texans defense. So, you know, again, players with more experience tend to might have a little bit more say in, you know, how we do things on a week-to-week basis.
More interviews with our assistant coaches on HoustonTexans.com. Quarterback guru George Whitfield from the Combine coming up, along with Colts punter Pat McAfee. It's all happening on Texans 360.